Now he concludes this by saying, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Now, personally, I think that looks to the future when he will come to the earth, the Lord Jesus, and when he is in his temple down here, the whole earth is going to be silent before him. All of this noise today, all of this clamor, all of this protest, all of this confusion is going to disappear. But there's also true that today, the reason that we are having all of our problems and difficulties down here is that he is yonder today in heaven, and the Lord is in his temple, and if man would recognize him and bow before him and recognize God, probably it'd be a wonderful thing if we could just have a week of silence. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everyone in Washington would keep his mouth shut for a week? Wouldn't it be wonderful if all of us preachers talking on radio would keep our mouths shut for a week? That'd be a good thing. And wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if all that are doing so much talking would keep quiet and wait before Almighty God today? May I say to you, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. But the second psalm opens with a question mark. Why? It is a question like you have in this book here of Habakkuk, a question of why. And that question is, why do the nations rage and the people imagine an empty thing? Why all the clamor? Why all the protest? Far from God. They've forgotten that God today is in his heaven. But Browning was wrong when he said, God's in his heaven and all's right with the world. God's in his heaven, but all's wrong with the world because man is not rightly related to God. Our problem today is actually not a human problem. It's a divine problem. The problem of man's relationship to God. That is the only alternative, the only way out. The just shall live by faith.